Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Richard Sherman Podcast, presented by FanDuel. The Super Bowl is here, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. FanDuel has some awesome exclusive Super Bowl offers for new and existing users. Continue to jump in on the action at any time with live betting. When you win, you'll get paid fast. And continue to get in on the action while you wait for the big game with NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so many other sports to bet on. Download the FanDuel app today and start making every moment more during Super Bowl 57.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. Expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Volume.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. My goodness, Mitchell. Super Bowl?
We got the Super Bowl, Rich. It's not the finalists that you wanted. I know that. Let's start with that game in Philly, a beatdown of the 49ers, of the very fragile 49ers. I don't even know if what we call this game. I mean, talk to me, Rich.
Well, what we're going to call it is the refs. You know, we're going to call the refs. This is the refs Super Bowl. The refs got involved, way too involved in both games. In this first game, SF had 11 penalties. Philly only had four and crucial penalties. It's drive-sustaining penalties. And the next game, they had drive-sustaining penalties. It just wasn't the way you want a playoff game called. Now, the Eagles earned it. The Eagles earned the win. Obviously, it's hard to get a win in San Francisco if your third string quarterback, who's been 7-0, goes down, and then your fourth string quarterback goes down, and then your third string quarterback, who can't throw anymore, has to come back in. Then your running back has to throw the ball. So it was just a set of unforeseen circumstances. But Philly took advantage of it the way they have to. They won the championship, and they made it to the Super Bowl.
Well, you got to take your hat off to them. I think Philly is a deserving participant in the Super Bowl, but I will say the true losers in today's viewing party were the fans, Rich. I mean, first series, Brock Purdy goes out. You know, this game immediately changes. And what we thought the game would be between two juggernauts turns in between a journeyman, Josh Johnson. You know, I know he's new to the system, whatnot, but I mean, he's not going to give them too much of a fighting chance against the elite in this league. And unfortunately, play after play, drive after drive was just coming up empty, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, the game started with a first down that shouldn't have been on a 4th-and-3, an incomplete pass that was obviously incomplete at the time. You could see it by the reaction of the receiver when he got up. Devontae Smith got up panicking and like, hey, hurry up. Let's just hurry up and run the play. And clearly, you know, in any other situation, you would at least call a timeout to say, hey, let's take a look at this. You know, and for some reason, we're acting like timeouts are invaluable. You know, they're, oh my God, we got to save them for what? They use the timeout there. It's a really important part of the game. Let's see what happened. I see why he's panicking. Let's take another look at that. But they didn't. And they gave up a touchdown on that drive when it would have been a turnover on downs. That's a 7-point swing right there. Then you have the really curious play of blocking Hassan Reddick with a tight end on the first deep developing route you run. He's second in the league in sacks. behind Nicholas John Bosa. And I don't think you would block Nicholas John Bosa with a tight end. And they, for some reason, blocked him with a tight end. And of course, he beats the tight end and gets a sack that not only forces a fumble, but puts your quarterback out for the game. So that was one of those. It was bad. It was bad. And then it got worse. And you're just like scratching your head, like, why block him like that? Why not slide to him, chip him, do something? You know, this is deep developing. Like, I would think there's more to it. But those were two huge plays. Hassan Reddick played an unbelievable game, had two sacks in the game, two huge plays. But that's why I didn't feel like a crazy win for Philly. I mean, Jalen Hurts was 15 for 25 for 121 yards. Ran it 11 times for 39 yards. Miles Sanders had 11 rushes for 42 yards and two touchdowns. But it just didn't feel like Philly was in control a lot of that ball game until, obviously, both quarterbacks go out injured. And then it's like, yeah, there's not much you can do. So, it'll be a cool Super Bowl matchup. The NFL playoffs are here. If your team's in, it's going to be fun. But what if you could actually be at the game? Be fun. For last minute amazing deals on tickets to your favorite NFL team, check out Game Time, the fastest growing app in the U.S. If your team is out of it, no sweat. They have tickets to NCAA, NHL, NBA games, even concerts and comedy shows too. So if you're in San Francisco, you want to see the Niners, download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem the code Sherman for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, enter the code Sherman, that's S-H-E-R-M-A-N, for $20 off. No matter where you live, get out and have some fun this week. Download the Game Time app. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Download FanDuel now and use promo code RS so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. Now this Super Bowl, we're going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles to win. Right now, it's a -1.5 Philly line. And we also are going to do a same game parlay with AJ Brown as an anytime touchdown score. All on a top-rated sportsbook app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today with promo code RS to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. That expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Rich, to your point, you know, obviously the emotions of in the game, right? I mean, Purdy goes down. Philly, obviously, you know, looking at it, like you said, that was not a catch by Devontae Smith. They were the beneficiaries of a touchdown on that drive. And then their second scoring drive, it was penalty after penalty after penalty on the San Francisco defense that, you know, some of them justifiably so, some of them a little bit of a head scratch, Rich. But I want to bring you on the sideline. If you're still playing, how does injuries to key positions like the quarterback position affect your mindset, you know, with the rest of the game, being it on the first possession of the game? Are you guys still locked in mentally, or is there a little bit of defeat creeping up?
No, I mean, guys are still locked in. I mean, they've done it all year long. You know, they've overcome all year long. They lost their first string quarterback, second string quarterback, now lost their third string, and they've responded well every single time. So I think guys still played hard, you know, but a lot of those ticky-tacks, the illegal contact penalty on Charvarius Ward was very ticky-tack. There was a pass interference on Jimmy Ward that you really don't call in the playoffs. He jammed A.J. Brown up. He couldn't get off the jam, so he decided to spin, and then spins, and then Jimmy almost intercepts the pass. It was just one of those games that looked really controversial the entire game, where you're like, hey, like, is this the playoffs, or are we in the preseason? Like, you don't call these calls. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. You know, obviously, you know, a team with the quarterback is going to get to the Super Bowl in that situation just didn't feel like a championship should.
Sure. Well, Richard, there's a lot of question marks going into next season for the Niners. You know, that this team has got to answer a big one at the quarterback position. I know we liked what we saw with Brock down the stretch, but is he the guy going forward in the next season, or are you taking a peek at other options like Tom Brady?
I don't think anybody's taking a peek at Tom Brady. Not on this side. You know, I think they'll go with Brock Purdy to start the quarterback, to start the season. Obviously, they'll treat Trey Lance like a starter as well and get him prepared, because obviously they're going to need multiple quarterbacks. They got to figure out what they're going to do at the right tackle position. Mike McGlinchey is a free agent, and, you know, maybe they'll try to bring him back, or maybe they go another direction at that position. That's a huge question mark. They got to pay Bosa. So, you know, there's some things that need to be done this offseason, but it was just an unfortunate way things happened. Even so, you would have loved to see the game finished with the third string quarterback, at least him healthy and having a shot. Without him having a shot, it is a bad culmination thing.
Like you said, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And not to take anything away from, you know, our friend of the program, Darius Big Play Slay. I know you got to be happy for him. I know you probably, it's good to see this Eagles team get a chance to go forward and win it all. But like you said, Rich, not the type of game that you would expect between these two elites. But Richard, let's transition to the AFC. Kansas City Chiefs playing in Arrowhead. There's a lot of people calling it Burrowhead this week. Against Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. And this is another game, came down to the wire, big, big penalty call at the end, huge blunder by Joseph Osai at the end there, which I'm sure he's beating himself up bad. Richard, your thoughts on this game?
It just felt, again, weird. It felt like one-sided in terms of penalties. The Bengals had 9 penalties for 71 yards, and again, crucial penalties. There was a play where they gave him an extra third down, where they said, hey, they were blowing the ball dead because of the clock was supposed to stop. And they blew the clock dead after they didn't get the first down. Like, it was really weird. Then they give him another third down. And of course, on that third down, they give him a penalty that gets him a first down. And it didn't feel right. And again, the refs should not be involved in championship games. They shouldn't be involved in playoffs in general. You shouldn't be talking about the refs when you get to the playoffs. It should be like, hey, man, this was an incredible play. Hey, man, this was an incredible play. This guy made a heck of a play. But instead, we're sitting here talking about, hey, what was that call? Like, hey, what happened there? And there were 2 missed holding calls on that same play. So it's like, hey, like they held 2 players and no call. And then, of course, you make the call where Burrows gets pushed out of bounds. But if you make the holding calls, then they negate each other and you replay the downs. And you just hate to see games decided like that. You know, it doesn't feel as earned. I hate the way it happened. I'm not a fan of the way the league let this one go down. You know, none of them refs, I can't say none of them, but, you know, those refs should not have a playoff game again, both for both games.
Yeah, Rich, I mean, just watching this game from my own couch, understanding, you know, how much is on the line, I'm with you. You could see on numerous of those plays that you're referring to, holding, or I mean, just ticky-tack calls that could go both ways, but you're just going to let them go. Most importantly was the Mike Hilton PI call at the end, you know, wrapping around, I think it was against Valdez Scantling. You see that play every given Sunday in every game, and it's not called. And even the commentator said, we don't call that. You know, you look for a lot more aggressive motion and swinging the body around than just having your right arm around his hip. I mean, and those regular season calls, that's going to piss a lot of fans off.
Yeah, and postseason, deservedly so.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And I mean, the league is the league, and it's going to be a huge moneymaker, and they're going to have a Super Bowl. But it just taints the game. It taints the way you view it and consume it. Kansas City, I'm sure, is happy. Philly fans, I'm sure, are happy. You know, their teams are going on. They benefited from the way the games were called, and that's cool. You know, nothing against those teams, but these refs called a horrible game in two games. And if you're a casual football fan, not a fan of either team, then and you're being objective, you're like, oh, man, this is kind of – it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. You know, I'm sure it doesn't change anything for those guys. Like you said, big play Slay gets to a Super Bowl. James Bradbury goes from cut to a Super Bowl team. Ndamukong Suh gets to another Super Bowl. Linval Joseph gets to one. You know, so it's great for a lot of guys who've been working their butts off to get to a Super Bowl, and you're really excited for them. You just hate for the refs to be such a big storyline, and they were the storyline in both games. Obviously, it would have been hard for San Francisco to win even in a perfectly called game with both quarterbacks going down, but at least you want it to be called clean. Like, you want it to be called fair, or just, hey, you know, in the playoffs, you swallow your whistle and let them play. You don't just blow your whistle on one team and then the other team, you swallow your whistle, because then that looks obvious.
Richard, you've played in a lot of NFL games. You, as a competitor, have you ever known a play that you beneficiated from that you shouldn't have? Is that a wrong? That's a fucking terrible question, Mark. How am I trying to ask this fucking question right now?
I know what you're trying to ask, but I just...
Benefits, man. Well,
I want the word beneficiated to be a
beneficiated.
Yeah, let's copyright it itself, because that's what we're going to say.
From a terrible officiating call.
Any team benefiting from the officials is going to be like, hey, man, they're getting beneficiating over there. A lot of beneficiating.
Beneficiary of a bullshit call.
The only one I could think of is the Fail Mary where Golden caught it, didn't catch it against Green Bay, and that was the replacement ref. So you're like, yeah, well, that's why. And then after that, they brought the real refs back. But these ones felt like replacement refs. You're like some of those calls, you're like, did Buffalo Wild Wings call in to stop the game and to get involved? Because that didn't look like a pass interference. That didn't look like a holding. And then the plays that look like a holding, you're like, oh, that's a holding right there. And you're like, oh, you guys aren't calling that? Hey, right there in front of the quarterback while he's swimming? Like, is not going to call that, and it just sullies. I'm really unimpressed.
Well, hey, Rich, this is concluded at least our AFC NFC championship. We're going to have a couple weeks. We're going to have Pro Bowl here, and then we got Super Bowl after that. So we're going to have time to let this weekend kind of subside and the emotions of it get removed. But that's all for championship weekend.
Appreciate you guys joining us. Sorry you guys had to watch that beneficiated game. It's unfortunate. Congratulations to the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see you next week.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the the after parties. We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.